Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Hey Nick, this is Sarah calling with Direct Supply.
Hi Sarah, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm calling regarding the Oakhaven opportunity in Cloverdale, Ohio. TTAC?
Oakhaven. Yep. Yes.
Okay. And I also have Michelle on the line. Michelle's from our financial services department. I was talking to her about something else, and I'm like, oh, this email came through. We gotta call this guy. I just wanted to clarify. When you were talking about the, can the invoice say this? Are you referring to the initial quote that we provided them or the actual payment invoice that will be generated after the order is placed?
I would love an official invoice. I think we can work off of this quote. I think we have some variance. Is there much of a price difference?
No. So the price will be exactly the same, but it's just kind of a semantics thing, which is why I wanted to give you a call. What we originally provided to Jim Webb is a quote. It's a
Yeah.
quote. It's a proposal. Whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
And in our world, we generate an invoice once an order is placed. And so what you guys have been working off of right now is a quote, and I can certainly add the bill to ship to stuff on that quote. We otherwise can't generate the an actual invoice as we consider it until after the order is physically placed. Now that actual invoice will have, bill to ship to listed as the community. But that comes after an order is placed, and so I just wanted to confirm, did you need some type of document before the order is placed that showed the bill to ship to, or are you referring to a document that, people ultimately pay off of?
Well,
You know
essentially,
what I'm asking?
we have you approved as a vendor for
Yep.
pre-delivery, so we can actually pay you and wire the money today.
Correct.
Right, so we don't need to wait. I was under the impression that the order was placed, and you're just waiting for payment, correct?
I haven't physically placed the order yet, but it's kind of one and the same. Like I was talking to Michelle again, who's on the line. She said, you can go ahead and place the order now, and we can, release it when we get the payment, or we can wait for payment and then place the order. It's kind of one and the same on our end.
Okay. Essentially, we're because we have you approved as a vendor already, we can actually work off that quote and
Okay.
pay you exactly the dollar amount that's on that quote today if you can just
Okay.
add to that quote the bill to ship to.
Okay. And then once the actual invoice is generated, which we would, can generate as fully paid, is that fine then to be sent directly to the community, or do you need a copy of the invoice as well?
I'll take a copy of it, just to make sure.
Michelle, is that
When you say the community, are you referring to Oakhaven Residential Care?
yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, in the senior living world, they're referred to as communities.
Okay. No, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing
That's what you
something.
call the physical building.
No, I get it. I get it. I would like to have it, and I can that way I can. If it comes up for an audit or something like that, our funding department will have it.
And Michelle, is that from your experience, is that fine? Can we send them a copy of the paid invoice as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well, great. Then I will go ahead and simply update the proposal that was sent back on April 20th to say that the invoice will be, or the ship to bill to is to Oakhaven, and I will send it over.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Anything else you need from us?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. All right.
We're all set.
Fantastic. Well,
Thanks so
thank you
much.
to you and Michelle. Thanks as well.
Thank
You
you.
guys are
All right.
great.
Bye, everyone.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.